When you think about Indiana's ag industry, you might not think about hardwoods and lumber.
Hardwoods are the number one agricultural industry in the state of Indiana, bigger than corn, soy, pork, and poultry combined.
And that's Ray Moisner, the executive director of the Indiana Hardwood and Lumbermen's Association. Indiana is the number one producer of wood and hardwood and office furniture in the country. The industry also plays a huge role in Indiana's economy.
It contributes over $10.5 billion. That's billion with a B every year to the state's economy. Number one ag industry in terms of jobs, wages, and economic impact in the state. It employs over 70,000 Hoosiers involved in the forestry and production of hardwood forest products goods.
Moisner says that hardwoods and lumber not only benefit the economy, but the environment.
And there's nothing more environmentally friendly than something that grows from sunlight and water and is renewable in nature versus plastic and concrete and all the other things that are a lot harder on the environment.
He also says the hardwoods and lumber harvested provide much of the raw materials for many Hoosier businesses.
The reason we're such a big industry is because we have so many value-added companies here. So it's one thing to take the tree out of the woods and send it to a lumber mill to be sawn into lumber, but then you get this whole different economic multiplier. So it may get milled up in, let's say, Akron, Indiana or Martinsville, Indiana. And then that lumber gets shipped to places like Indiana Hardwood Specialist down in Spencer, Indiana, where they make flooring. Or it goes over to Batesville Casket. It's almost limitless, the number of opportunities out there for hardwood manufacturing and then secondary remanufacturing once it's converted from lumber to another product.
So the next time you sit behind a wooden office desk or put something away in a wooden kitchen cabinet, chances are that hardwood came from a local forest and was manufactured by an Indiana company.
Perhaps Indiana's best kept secret and grown and managed by Indiana's most patient farmers.
I'm CJ Miller.